This is the Seabed Daily Text. His name is my name too. Joshua 1, verse 5 and 6. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Consider this, but encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. Hebrews 3:13. There is a word of encouragement I have for us today. The word is agency. The word agency describes the primary way God works in this world. God, for reasons known only to Himself, has chosen to work through the agency of human beings. From Genesis 1 to Revelation 22, and down through all the centuries of world history, God has chosen to work through people like you and me. It seems obvious enough to say, and yet many of us do not adequately grasp this truth and reality. We somehow tend to think God is primarily working outside of human agency, that God is just sort of numinously and mystically working outside of human agency, somehow in the air or atmosphere around and between us. Think about it. In powerful gatherings of the church, people tend to say, God really showed up today, or His presence was thick, as though God's presence were a substance among us. And we do see precedent for such descriptions, as on Mount Sinai and the dedication of the temple and other occasions. The clear and overwhelming story of the Bible, however, is one of human agency, of human agents endowed with the power and gifts of God to act with His authorization for His glory and the good of others. Today's text demonstrates this with such clarity in this word from God to Joshua. Number one, no one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. Number two, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. Number three, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Number four, you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Number five, therefore you be strong and courageous. Encouragement, in the biblical sense of the term, is never "you can do it." It is always "God will do it." But here's the kicker. God will do it through you, not around you, or because of you, or in spite of you, or apart from you, or just somewhere out there in the air or over the rainbow. No, God will do it through you. So there is one more bit. God must first do it in you, because God doesn't tend to do through us what He hasn't first done in us. It's why discipleship precedes mission and follows it and precedes it and so on and so on. Awakening friends, it is all about agency. We are becoming agents of Jesus, becoming like Him so we can act in His name, as in His name is my name too. Jesus, or Yeshua, is also the name Joshua. Go figure. The prayer. Father, I so readily remember the Bible verse about how You're able to do abundantly above and beyond anything we can ask or even imagine. And I so readily forget how it then says, according to His power that is at work in us. I confess, I easily remove myself from agency and thereby responsibility. I somehow expect You to just do it Yourself outside of me and other people. Awaken me to this, Holy Spirit. Christ in me. Agency. You have created. I get it, and yet I don't. We need awakening, Lord Jesus, to Your name and in Your name. Amen. The question. So from yesterday, where is your New Jersey? And for today, do you see yourself as a bona fide agent of Jesus of Nazareth, the Messiah? Or is that still kind of fuzzy for you? P.S. Encouragement number 7 to participate in the Seedbed Advent experience. We're going to dive into the prepositional movements of awakening to Jesus with, for, in, through. Advent opens the door to with. Come on, I want to see you there. A deeper Advent equals a better Christmas. And you can see all the details in today's email. For the awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.